Well, this is Stanley Harris on such a beautiful, awesome Saturday morning. Let me tell you something. I couldn't start my day without giving some words of inspired inspiration, not only to myself, but to every man, woman, boy, and girl all across the world. For those of you that will entertain what it is that's being said from my heart and my lips, definitely I pray that it elevates you beyond the peak of the highest mountain. You know, I'm taking me a long drive this morning, and I'm actually riding out to the mountains in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am having a great time. You know, when you allow your mind to just roll, you begin to see some of the most amazing, most plausible, and happiest things there is. The rocks, the formation of the rocks, certain animals, squirrels, skunks, just running in the wild, just doing what it is that they doing. And you know, it reminds me of humans. We run in different directions. Sometimes we have a desired destination, and sometimes we just go. Being spontaneous is fabulous. That's what I love about this life. My life, being spontaneous, not actually having a thought of what it is that I want to do on a weekend Saturday. I just get up and just work out and just go. Because I'm going to tell you something. Somebody had plans to do what I'm doing right now, but had to have a change of plans. Why? Because something happened in their family or their immediate family or at their job, or something happened that they say, you know what? Oh man, I can't go. C-A-N apostrophe T, that's a word that's often used by all Americans, whether we want to believe that or not. But we can't allow that word, C-A-N apostrophe T, to cripple us, because it will cripple you only if you let it. That's why I believe in having on the whole armor of Him who has created us. And I'm talking about an entity that's so powerful, that's omnipresent, that sees all, knows all. Man can't tell me what God's blessings are for me, because God has already bestowed His blessings and then some upon me, and I am beyond elevated in my spirit. I can't begin to tell you how exuberated I am and how I am feeling right now. I want you to feel better than great, better than good, better than you're supposed to. See, every day above ground is a blessed day. Every day above ground is another awesome day that I have life breathe breath in my nostrils, and I'm a moving, acting, willing vessel. Now, but let me just say this here. I have a decision to make, and that decision is I can choose to be happy. I can choose to allow someone to dictate my mood swings, or I can choose to say, you know what? Life is so fabulous. I'm not going to allow anything or anyone or anyone's actions to deter me or deviate me from my true chosen objective. See, I have a choice, and I've chosen to live life to the fullest on this day, because this is the only day that I have. I don't know if tomorrow is going to be a day for me, but I do pray and ask God, if He do allow me to see tomorrow, then God bless, allow me to be just as fulfilled on tomorrow as I am today. But let me just go back to today, because tomorrow is another day that holds itself. I can't do anything about tomorrow unless I have breath breathed in my nostrils and I'm allowed to be a moving, acting, willing vessel. Does that make sense? Listen, I'm excited to just share the great news with you. I'm excited to just say that God loves you. God appreciates you. God value you. Because if He did not, He wouldn't have made it possible for you to be in existence. Listen, whether you are rich, well off, poor, indigent, God still loves you. Again, as I stated earlier, we have a decision to make. Now let's include the word choice. How do you choose to live today? What's your choice on your life today at this very moment? If you're taking the opportunity to entertain the words that are coming out of my mouth, then that means that you are making a choice to listen to what it is that I have to say, because somebody needs some encouragement today. Somebody needs to be elevated. Somebody is struggling and suffering from pain, and I want to help you alleviate that unnecessary pain, because it's just that, unnecessary. We as humans, we've been taught to allow distractions to affect us. We have been taught to allow the emotions of others to distract us. Well, I'm here to let you know, stop allowing the distractions of others to deter you, because you on a course of greatness. Sidestep the collision course and stay on that course of greatness, because one thing's for certain, two things for sure. The only person that can stop you or get in your way or hinder you from your objectives is you. And if you don't allow you to get in your way, guess what? No one else can. But those of you who have not taken opportunity to go to the bestsellers list and saw the book Joys and Absence of a Mother, let me tell you something. That book is so powerful. I read it and it convicted me. It convicted me to implement some changes in my life that I hadn't made a decision to make in my life. And now those decisions are right there before me. Because let me say this here. None of us would be who we are unless our mothers made it possible. God through the mom and the mom through us. That's all I'm gonna give you. Now, if you're enthusiastic about understanding what it is that I'm really saying, you go to this and you go to Joys and Absence of a Mother, and you make that conscientious decision to make that purchase. Go to Amazon.com. Take a look. You owe it to yourself. If it wasn't possible, if it wasn't elevating to my spirits, I wouldn't speak on it. But since it is, I'm definitely going to speak on it, because you want to know. You need to know. Look at your mom. How do you feel about her? Whether she's in the physical form or she's in the spiritual form, how do you feel about your mom? God's blessings upon you. May today be just as wonderful and awesome and fantastic for you as it should be. And always remember, the ultimate element of surprise is the unknown. And the unknown is, if you don't take an opportunity to listen at what it was that's being said in this verbal podcast, how would your day be elevated? God bless you so much.